Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Welcome into Fitness Fanatics on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com. Now here are your hosts, Jeff and Nicole Essig.
All right, welcome in to the Fitness Fanatics.
Let's figure it out here.
First day on the job there, well, Jeff? What's going on?
Not really. All right, there we go. Okay. Well, we haven't been in here for 2 weeks. I kind of forgot what I was supposed to be doing here to start.
Last week, Easter, of course. What was 2 weeks ago?
Well, that's just last week. That's what he means.
It's been 2 weeks.
It's been 2 weeks since we've been in here.
Oh, okay. I was thinking you missed 2 shows.
How was your Easter Sunday since you had the day off last Sunday?
Not as great as I would have wanted it to be. Uh-oh. It was great. The Lord rose, so that was fantastic. Sure, sure. Being a Catholic, that's a big win for us.
Okay. Was it in doubt? Were you in doubt?
No, luckily, I had a pretty good feeling.
It was just a celebration.
Okay.
And then we had prime rib, but no, we had just struggled with power outages. Shout out to High Electric, though. They eventually got it figured out, but it's just not fun. And again, I'm not trying to blame anyone. Older building, stuff like this happens. But not fun trying to contact a bunch of businesses on Easter. And then shout out Rebecca. I think she ran out and got a generator Easter Sunday. So shout out to the Pearsons for making sure this place was still operating over the holiday weekend, which is never fun to do. But that was the only tough part. Otherwise, everything else was great. But, again, shout out Rebecca. She was in Lincoln. I was still in Harrington, so I wasn't on the generator run. I think it's her or Nick Wyman, but somebody had a busy Sunday at the very least.
Of course, it happens on Wednesday.
I remember listening on early break started later on
Monday. Yeah, that's the electrical problems.
But I didn't know it went out on Sunday.
I didn't either.
It's just kind of been it was a lot of fun thing for a little bit. I think they're good now. We haven't had any problems for a while. So knock on wood here, but I think everything's all set up. And like I said, older building. I'm not trying to call anybody out.
Great spot. But yeah, it happens.
Just tough to happen over like holidays.
Here's the thing. Okay, so you talk about High Electric. So last Sunday, we were at the baseball game. We went to the Penn State-Nebraska baseball game. And Paul from High Electric was there also.
Nice.
So he was a baseball fan in the afternoon. Then he was messing with the building afterwards.
Yeah, that's kind of
fun. So a full day.
I wonder when that happened, because he was there till the end, and I talked to him and stuff, and he didn't seem like he was in a panic to get the electricity up and running for the ticket. So it must have happened afterwards.
I'd have to go look at the timelines of text that we were kind of aware of, like, we'll see what happens here. And then of course, I'm talking to Nick on Monday on a FaceTime, and he's FaceTiming me the generator and the new setup. We had cords running everywhere. Yeah. It was a day, but like we said, it's all nice and clean now. So 1040 O Street, go get yourself a cup of coffee. We are not running on a gas generator. Mm-hmm. We're all powered up, hooked up, ready to go.
Well, so I did go to the baseball game last week
with Ben. The curse has been broken.
Witness the sweep.
Right.
Yep. We saw a baseball win, our first one. It was like,
that was your first Husker baseball win?
Yes. That's only the second baseball game we've
Okay, good.
To.
Good.
Yeah. First one was Iowa, and we lost. So then we went Sunday, and we sat on the third baseline. I wanted to sit on the first baseline, but Ben wanted to sit on the third baseline, and he bought the tickets. So I'm kind of at the mercy of where he wanted to sit. So it was like, beautiful day out, 60 degrees. I wore a sweatshirt going out there. Then I got too hot, so I took my sweatshirt off, and then I got a sunburn.
Yeah.
That's kind of how my Sunday went. And I look over at the first baseline. They're just in the shade for 2.5 hours.
Yeah.
So I'm
good,
like,
though. Get a little bit of tan. Early spring.
Ben.
Yeah.
Just looking out for you.
Oh,
You couldn't even take your bath on Monday because it was too hot.
My arms were sunburned. I couldn't get into the hot water.
Are we taking a bath because of the leg? Or?
He takes a bath every day. It's just, that's a fun fact about Jeff. He's a bath person.
Interesting.
Take a bath. listening to Early Break
he
in
does.
The bathtub.
He listens to Early Break.
There's a nice sight for you.
I did not need to know any of that.
No, you didn't. But if I have to know that, then you also have to know that.
So anyway.
Fun fact, he is not ashamed.
To be fair, maybe baths are nice. I just got too tall for him.
Well, yeah.
Not the hassle.
I'm close. If I was about 3 inches taller, I'd be too big for it. But the baseball game was awesome. Haymarket's, Ben just, I just love
it. He loves
this park.
It. Yeah.
And he knows some of the players. He knows Jeter Worthley. And
that's awesome.
With them. So it was good. We were up 8-3 going into the top of the ninth. I was just scalding hot with the sun on my face. And then, like, well, we're going to be out of this in 1, 2, 3, and then start walking batters,
yep.
Pitcher change, walk batters, pitcher change. And the next
was it
thing,
an 8-7 win?
8-6.
8-6, yeah.
Yeah, next thing I know, the top of the ninth takes 30 minutes
to
get through.
That's what I just don't really like about baseball. It's so unpredictable. I don't know.
It's great, though, because if you're watching the Oregon game,
what happened to our tree? Why is our tree gone?
Oh, I didn't even notice.
Our tree is gone.
We lost both of our trees.
Oh, no. Our poor little squirrel does not have his tree hole anymore.
I can't believe I didn't notice that. How'd you notice that first?
Because I was trying to zone out and just look around what's going on while you guys are talking. And I'm just like, the tree is gone? Okay, wow. Sorry.
We better get to the bottom of this.
Sorry to derail.
Maybe Paul had to cut those trees out when he was messing with the electricity.
Maybe.
That's devastating.
There's no power lines up here.
So. No feeding the squirrels.
I'm sad.
No throwing.
The garbage can is gone and everything.
I'd imagine some of that stuff they moved while they're cutting down the tree.
Probably
put it back.
Could be getting ready for the O Street beautification project.
Well, took away the habitat of the squirrel. Jackie Robinson has no home now.
He doesn't. He's homeless.
City. Okay. Sorry.
Oh, all right. It is interesting, though. I didn't notice it either until you said something.
I know. It's kind of crazy how I wonder how long it's been like that.
I don't know.
All right. So anyway, back to the game.
Sorry.
We were trying to save the closer, right? So they threw out some pitchers that I'd never heard of. And then after they got all these guys on base, the closer came in and took care of business.
Yep.
So it's like, should have just started that way in the first place and would have been over sooner. But no, it was good. And then are you a golf person? Like, are you a Masters guy? Like, are you excited?
Yeah, I'll tune in the Masters. I was pulling for Tommy Fleetwood. That was my pick this year.
I know Rory McIlroy. And
I'm not following all the majors. I'll watch the Masters and when there's big time stories, I'll pay attention to it, but I won't sit here in line and say like I'm a diehard golf fan. I won't be able to tell you who the up and comers are off the top of my head.
Yeah, I'm not either. I was a big Tiger fan. So if he was golfing in a major and he was in the top grouping on a Sunday, I would watch. Haven't sat down and watched a round of golf for a long time. So, but I do know who's now. I remember as a kid, I'd go to my grandparents' house and uncles would have golf on and I'd be like this. And they're just sleeping on the recliners. And I'm just like, this is so stupid. As a kid, that's what I thought.
I know. And the older you get, you're like, that sounds awesome.
Well, yes. Yeah. Now right. I wish I could go back. Like, I wish I could go back to a Sunday at my age now and watch a Masters Sunday with them as Greg Norman, Arnold Palmer, Jack Nicklaus, all those guys are playing in the final round of the Masters. That would be awesome for me. But back then, I didn't know what golf was. I didn't care. I thought it was stupid. But now I think it would be pretty cool to go back and visit with them.
Oh, yeah. 100%. It's one of those things. It's like it's like an acquired taste. It takes time.
Yeah.
You get it as a young lad, unless you're like playing the sport. I feel like most young guys aren't super locked into golf unless they're golfers themselves. And then the older you get, you realize how impressive it is. Then you start appreciating it a little bit more.
It's a good little sport. You can take a nap during Sunday, like, and then kind
especially like day one, day two, right. Like, you can kind of wake up and like, oh, okay, who's climbing the top? Because it's, you got 4 days of it.
Yeah.
Until you get to Sunday, you're just kind of waiting around to see like who's pulling away. Because I know Rory's been unreal, but
well, he folded yesterday.
He did,
shot five over par, and now he's tied.
But yeah, but he's still sitting there at 11 under.
He is, but he's tied with two other golfers.
He did, but he's a good spot. I think last year, what did it, a 12 under win? So like he's around that ballpark for people that usually win around right around there.
Yeah, so that's going on today. What else do we got going on? We got Husker baseball team is playing Oregon. Mm-hmm. Rubber match.
Yep.
Today, so that'll be, and that's on a main station, I believe.
Is there really? Let me check.
I'm pretty sure
it's on. That'd be fantastic if it is.
Yeah, it's not on
Big Ten Plus.
It's not on Big Ten Plus. I'm pretty sure it's on a regular channel.
That's Nebraska baseball's tweet. They have their 2 p.m. and they say Big Ten Plus, but let me see if it's anywhere. That could just be because, you know, they're Big Ten. So right, maybe they're plugging the Big Ten Plus.
Get your top three teams in the league on there and you just throw it on a station nobody can find or has.
We all know how the Big Ten treats baseball.
Yeah.
They don't prioritize it. Schedule streamed on Big Ten Plus. Oh. There you go.
Well, that's a bummer.
One thing I'll say about this is, we don't need to air all these spring games.
Oh, for football?
Yeah. Run some baseball.
Yeah. That's actually happening.
The lack of running baseball on like any of the major broadcasts or the Big Ten's like just unwillingness to like make these deals always drives me crazy. And then when you go buy like the Big Ten Plus subscription, some of those fields, man, you got like one camera angle.
Yeah,
it's kind of a joke. It's like for how much money this conference makes. I know we're not a baseball conference, but our baseball coverage is lacking. There's a reason I think our baseball struggles at times, not like the teams, but like the media and the revenue they bring in. I don't think they put a whole ton of effort into it. They'll air every spring game, including Northwestern's.
I know on Friday night, they were showing the Nebraska softball on BTN, which is fine.
Big Ten Plus, as Probate says. If I missed the plus part, Big Ten Plus for everybody.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that. Mm-hmm. So that's not much else going on in the sporting world. It's kind of nice to have a little break in my brain.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of refreshing. You know?
It is.
Because like everything's just been sweet.
It is.
It's been an awesome year for you and me in particular.
It's been
almost wore my Packers sweatshirt today, but it's a little too warm for that.
It's been the Bears playoff run and Husker basketball. You're just like, it's just been an emotional, and how like both of our teams, they got eliminated in the final.
Yep.
I mean, just an emotional roller coaster. But I'm about ready to go on another emotional roller coaster with the Houston Rockets. Oh,
geez. My roller coaster ended and I'm happy. My Bulls are just done. They're not in the play-in. They're not in the playoffs. Like,
and now you get to watch the draft lottery.
Yeah.
And for the first time in I don't even know how many years, I can look at a NBA mock draft and know most every player in the top 10.
It's not as foreign as it usually is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And because a lot of the foreign players are now on college basketball teams.
Yeah, smart move.
Yeah, so like you watch them and you hear about them. But Houston is pretty much locked in against the Lakers in L.A. Their best of seven. I did read this morning as I was waking up that Luka Doncic is going to be out for the series, as is their other player.
Reeves?
Yes. So laid out on a silver platter for the Rockets. We got a Luka-less Laker team. They should be able to handle them, right?
Lakers have been pretty good, but without Luka, yeah, you guys should definitely be able to. Luka's been on an absolute tear. He's been like dropping like he averaged like 40 points in the last month.
And the Lakers were
through March. He was just dropping 40 every night. Yep. it was ridiculous.
Yeah, they were.
I don't know. This year was tough.
It's tough because and Houston can't beat the Spurs, they can't beat the Nuggets, and they can't beat the Thunder. So, I mean, when you can't do that, you're going to be in trouble.
Well, the West, like for anyone, like whether you're the Thunder, the Rockets, the Nuggets, the Lakers, like just good luck. It's ridiculous. Like, who are the MVP favorites right now? Victor Wembanyama, Spurs, Western Conference,
SGA.
Jokic, Nuggets, Western Conference, yep. SGA, Thunder, Western Conference, Luka Doncic, Lakers, Western Conference. Like, yeah. Nobody in the East, like Jaylen Brown maybe, but like he's not going to get a single first place vote. Like, the West is so loaded. I don't know how it's always like this throughout the NBA history. There's maybe some chapters where the East is a little bit better, But for the most part, it's just like the West has just been running things my entire life.
It's crazy. I was hoping Houston could sneak up into the three seed just because I'm hoping that, well, I was hoping that the Spurs would have kind of first year playoff jitters, you know, because typically when a young team, like I look at Houston last year, they get to the playoffs for the first time and none of those players had played in a playoff game. Mm-hmm. And, you know, then they kind of folded to Curry and the Warriors. So I was kind of hoping the Spurs might do the same thing this year, but it's looking like Spurs and Nuggets are going to be the 2-3. So they're going to be on the opposite side of the bracket. And then Rockets get the Lakers and then here comes the Thunder. So
I almost wish the NBA, and like, it'd be tough doing this because you'd ruin a lot of awards like Western, Different, Eastern. But like if you just did, all right, the top 16 teams.
Yeah.
Like get rid of the West, East. It's kind of like what happened for us in the Big Ten West, the Big Ten East. They're like, all right, well, just been Big Ten East forever now. So like, let's just get rid of that so we can have the best teams in there. But because like I don't want to see Victor Wembanyama get knocked out early by like a Thunder team or the Nuggets losing to Lakers. Like you want to keep the superstars in it. That's why I started off with like we got four MVPs all in the West. Mm-hmm. And they all have legitimate arguments. Like I'm a Jokic guy, but like SGA's arguably having the most just elite efficient season, like out of any guard in history. Jokic just averaging a ridiculous triple double with over 30 points that we're just so used to it now. Luka, he's dropping 40 points like is that last month. Victor Wembanyama, like how much you value defense? Like this is a real argument Victor Wembanyama should be the MVP for how good the Spurs are. I have no idea like who I'd even pick as the MVP. I'm just so disappointed that we're gonna have to see these guys knock each other out earlier than we're gonna watch these Eastern Conference games and be like, okay, yeah, we'll watch it, but they don't stand a chance versus whoever comes out of the West.
Yeah, like the Western Conference semifinals, you know, you could have Spurs, Nuggets, and then fingers crossed, Rockets and Thunder. Mm-hmm. And then the East, the Knicks and Celtics would be kind of an intriguing series, I think. But you know, the Pistons, I mean, I could name one player on the Pistons. The Pistons might be one of those teams that's like they care about the regular season so much that they're not resting guys, so they get a gaudy record. Then you get into the playoffs, and it's just like they're not going to be.
I like Cunningham a lot, but yeah, I don't know. We'll just wait and see with the Pistons.
I know Nicole's excited about the NBA.
I'm not even listening.
Yeah, I took the camera off.
Thank you.
Because I realized I was like, I've just had like the camera on Jeff and Nicole. And Nicole has just been looking at her phone, not caring for the NBA conversation.
She's prepping for the show is what she's doing.
No, that's important.
I can't even prep for the show because my internet's not working.
Oh, it's not?
No.
Mine is.
We'll talk about it when we go to break. But
we still got 5 more minutes. It'd be a conversation to be had. Crowbait says NBA viewership has significantly dropped in the past 5 years.
Yeah, I have watched maybe 2 NBA games in their entirety since 2018.
That's kind of surprising because the Rockets have been nice.
Well, they've been bad.
Well, they've been, but the last 2 years have been really good. Catch 2 games out of
the problem is
164 games is kind of crazy.
The problem is. Well, the regular season is so long. I mean, I know what's going on. Mm-hmm. And if they're like, I remember one Friday night when Nebraska was playing Michigan State, I had that game on one TV and Houston, Denver on the other. So watching kind of 2 basketball games. But I don't know. It's one of those things like for me when the Rockets play the Lakers, I cannot stay up for a tip time of 9:30 p.m. I can't do it. Like, and that's what's going to happen. The first 2 games are going to be in LA.
Yep.
And it's going to be the second game of a doubleheader, and they're going to start at 9:30, 10 o'clock. And I just can't do it.
It's frustrating. I remember the most I watched the Lakers was probably like Kobe Bryant's last year. And like, I wanted to watch every single game I possibly could because he was on the farewell tour. And
right.
If you watch those West Coast teams, you're committed to watching some late night sports.
That's, I know it's going to be late. As a kid, I used to record the games and then I'd get up in the morning before school, then I kind of watch them and just fast forward motion and watch the score go up and down and then watch like the last minute, like what really matters. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I can't do it. Usually now when I get up to go to the bathroom in the middle of the night, I'll just look and see what happened. Oh, we lost. Oh, we won. But yeah, so that's always a bummer playing on the West Coast. I just don't like it.
Yeah. It's a problem. West Coast times. They always suck.
But I am excited, though, about Houston in the playoffs. It's going to be good. We got the NFL draft coming up here in 12 days, or about 10 days from now.
Under 2 weeks.
You know, it's not as exciting for me this year picking 20.
Where's that? Cleveland?
It's in Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh. I knew it wasn't a great city.
Yeah, it's in Pittsburgh. I'm not as excited picking 25th because you can't really, like, put your own little mock draft together. Like, when you pick in the top 10,
yeah,
then you could be like, oh, we get this person. But
you kind of set the leverage. Or so, you set the market if you're earlier. Otherwise, right. we'll be reacting to whatever the market is. It's, you can't really make a mock off that.
So it's going to be about 3.5 hours till the Bears pick.
Won't that make it a little more interesting 25th. To watch, though? Because it gets closer to the pick, then you're doing your, you know.
Here's what's going to happen.
Usually you already kind of know one or two things that's going to happen. Now you won't know.
I'm going to stay up and I'm going to watch that draft for 3.5 hours. And the Bears are going to be on the clock and they're going to trade the pick. You just watch.
I'll be happy with it ever because the Bears have been killing it in the draft. So if they trade the pick, I'm just going to take full faith in polls that they know.
I did hear that Caleb Williams was seen with Kylie Jenner at Coachella this weekend, which there's kind of a curse when it comes to the Kardashian family. So,
I mean, was he just there? Just, you know,
I'm sure she was, invading his privacy.
Or they're together. I don't know.
Everyone just wants to meet Caleb Williams.
That is it. He's so popular.
Yeah, I have no idea what the story is you're referring to. I'm just trying to look out for my QB.
I know.
All right. Well, that's
my contribution.
Let's go ahead and throw it to break. We'll be right back here. 93.7 The Ticket, the Fitness Fanatics.
Now back to Fitness Fanatics on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
All right. Welcome back to the Fitness Fanatics. Well, we were just informed that and during break that it's Harris's birthday today.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. I said that off air for a reason.
Look at you. I was going to say it on air. We can't let the day go by without acknowledging it's your birthday.
Oh, thank you.
You don't have to be a birthday person to still hear happy birthday.
I'm always a big believer.
Plus your mom put it out there. She commented on the feed, right?
Shout out to my mom.
So there, it's out there now. Okay, so what were you saying?
I'm just not a big birthday celebrator. Not to poo-poo on it.
Yeah.
Like, I've never been like super big. Like, it's my birthday. We all need to go out and have drinks and like party.
That's when you're like, when you're a kid. And
like that kind of stops at a certain point, right?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
You still love like your birthday. I like my birthday.
I don't. I'm just getting older. It's just a reminder that my youth is getting behind me.
You're getting older. Thing. So you're 27 today. You weren't even born when Nicole and I got married.
No. So but you say that's depressing.
Just really sad when you think about how similar our Bears experience has been.
I know.
Yep.
And you chose to be a Bears fan. Like
06 was promising.
07. So as you get older though, like the good thing I think about getting older is there a time right now? Is there an age you'd rather go back to if you could? Would you go back to another age?
Like just restart at a certain age?
Yeah, like if you could.
I don't think so.
No, me either. I don't want to have to go back to 27. I'd have Ben would still be a baby and Katie would be a toddler and it's a lot of work. And so as you get older, you start thinking about the things you were doing when you're younger and you're like, I don't want to do that again.
I was just like, I was thinking like if you could go back and like change certain things.
I don't think change it. Just like literally if you could go back
and experience it.
Yeah. And like live that life again. Is there an age?
No, we'll just keep clicking forward.
That's good. That's a good thing then.
Yeah. Like, of course, like my high school years are always nostalgic for them. But if I had to like start all the way back over, like, I'm all right.
No, thanks.
Back on the football. The gridiron.
Yeah, exactly. The gridiron.
Yeah.
When I was like a 5-star athlete. Well, not even at C2. It might have been like a 3.5-star athlete. But back in the day. Yeah. No, I don't get super bent out of shape about thinking of the past and things I do different. Nah.
I wouldn't mind reliving 94, 95 again.
Well, yeah, that's a little bit different.
Like go back and enjoy, you know, the Nebraska back-to-back titles, the Rockets back-to-back NBA titles. I mean, what a time to be in my little world as a sports fan.
See, I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, looking forward.
That's why there's no need for me to go back because the Bears are right there.
You haven't ever experienced it, so like I have. But if I could go back then and or like, you know, when I was in high school, everybody just ripped on me for being a Husker fan. Like, if I could go back and just be like, ha, suckers, that would be fun too. But anyway, well, happy birthday. Mm-hmm. Yesterday, we started our spring 10-week challenge at Farrell's. We had our orientation yesterday. We got about, probably 42, 43 people that started or are currently members that are redoing the 10-week challenge as a good reset for them. So always one of the best 4 days for us as owners because, you know, it's kind of like a new football season. Just hope.
I think of it as everybody. Like the first day of school is what I think.
First day of school.
Yeah. Like, you know, especially for our 10-weekers, like tomorrow, today they're thinking about what they're going to wear.
Well, that's true for their first class.
Yeah. They got their brand new gloves and wraps. Yep. It's like school supplies, fresh school supplies.
Probably practicing wrapping
maybe
their hands today. Looking in the mirror.
That's what it reminds me of.
Yeah. Getting their workout clothes ready. Mm-hmm. But all these new people I'm going to meet tomorrow at the gym. I know that's
good. I remember practice wrapping.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, getting mm-hmm. ready.
Yeah, because I was like, I'm going to be like a fool if I can't figure out how to wrap my hands at day one.
We show everyone, too.
It's also very basic.
Yeah, and it's just fun. That's what I like about kickboxing. It is like kind of the ritual of it, too, like wrapping your hands and getting your gloves ready. And it's kind of like a mental like exercise to go through to get your mind right.
Yep, you're getting ready. Mm-hmm. So still time. If you want to be a part of the 10-week challenge, hit me up. You can text me 402-310-4026. If you have any questions, you can visit us at fxblincoln.com as well. So all information is on that website. Looking forward to giving away another $1,000 mm-hmm. to one of those people that started yesterday. So exciting to see everybody's changes. It's always a good kind of reset too for our members in the gym because now they get to see new people starting and it brings them back to when they started. And I was like, I started 14 years ago. And everybody that goes to Farrell's remembers their day one in the gym. Even we have long, like when Sean Larson was on, he's been there for 15 years. He remembers his first day.
This is the 19th. This is the session I started 19 years ago.
Spring of 2007.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Okay.
This cool. session. And I don't know if I remember the first day. I 100% remember orientation. I 100% remember wanting to throw myself on the ground on the mile run, which we don't do anymore, but so I wouldn't have to finish. I thought if I was bleeding, someone would come pick me up and I wouldn't have to finish the mile. But I did.
If you were bleeding, you probably have to finish.
No,
if you couldn't walk. Maybe somebody
come pick me up. My knee was all bloody, or you know, I could throw myself on the ground, make it real dramatic. Yeah,
but you didn't.
No, I didn't. So I do remember that. I don't know if I remember the first day. I remember a lot about that session, though. Just in general, just like hating certain exercises that I really like now, and feeling like actually offended when instructors would do certain exercises and I'd be like, I hate this exercise.
Man, it'd be good if you could go way back.
Tricep extension from the knees was one of them, and I love that exercise now. I just did it on
back
Thursday.
Then you had the bar.
Yeah. Yep.
So it was a little different. Mm-hmm. Well, and back then too, we did the same exact exercises.
We did.
So there was no variety in strength training. It was you did that overhead press every single upper body class you went to.
Yep. That was the other one I hated. The shoulder press
with
from
the bar.
Knees.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Them too. Those are tough.
I know.
Don't you wish you could like go back and just
watch yourself
your first class.
Yes.
Like here comes Nicole and they're just first day of Farrell's 19 years ago.
I was probably
ago.
Wearing that Pepsi t-shirt.
You probably were wearing your Pepsi t-shirt. I know. It's not as funny as Alyssa's Coors Light sweatshirt that she wears.
Yeah.
It's a working out.
It didn't even seem ironic when I wore that shirt. It was just a really comfortable shirt, I think, is why I wore it.
I don't remember. Did we go to a 10-week party for that?
Like I did. I went to my 10-week party because Janet and I wore the same. I have a picture of us.
It was like your shirts or something?
Uh-huh.
Like T-shirts you guys got?
Uh-huh. I don't remember where it was. Some country club, I think, in Ankeny. It was not the bash that
this
we do
in
now.
Iowa?
Yeah, it was in Iowa.
Yep. Was not the bash, the full out bash that we do now.
No, party. It's not. Ours was at, when I went with Michael P, it was at something by the airport, some big hall there, and we just sat there and ate.
Was it Crystal? Was it the Holiday Inn? The Crystal?
No.
Whatever that is called. You know what I'm talking about?
Is that a golf course?
Oh, okay.
It's like country club type thing. But anyway, so kind of what we're going to talk about today is, and we like to bring this up even for our listeners, even if you're not doing the 10-week challenge, because it can be a kind of a New Year's resolution for you, right?
Mid-year resolution. Quarter year resolution.
Yeah. You don't have to make New Year's resolutions just on New Year's.
Right. Spring resolution.
This year's spring. Yes.
That's actually not a bad idea.
Spring resolution.
Do seasonal, do quarterly resolutions. Maybe we're on to something.
There'll be a much more achievable if you're looking to just
3 months at a time.
Yeah. Something you can do before summer.
Yeah.
So we got
way to think about it.
A little over 2 months before summer gets here. So
my internet's still not working, by the way.
Jeff, is yours?
Yeah, mine. Well, no, it's not working now. It was.
Oh,
it's
great.
Not?
Nope. It's disconnected.
I was going to say user error, but now I can't.
I've restarted it two times too, my computer. Okay. Anyway.
Well, maybe I'll just have to.
It doesn't matter. Wi-Fi. I just don't have, I can't see anything, and Jeff can't see anything then. You know what I mean? Comments.
Okay.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
So far, we just got thousands of birthday wishes. All for me. No,
I'm
just
kidding.
No, we just, we got a couple. Shout out Bruce Crowbait.
Okay.
Our people.
Yeah. Okay. We got a couple. Mm. So.
Ooh, we do have to talk about something real quick before I forget.
Yes. Because. Let's talk about this. What are we talking about?
Do you know what I'm talking to say? I was going to be surprised if you knew what I was going to say.
Is it about Bubba?
No, no. But yesterday was Bubba's birthday, Iowa Bubba, and I told him happy birthday, and he said, well, hopefully I'm unsnoozed in a little bit, because remember, I snoozed all the Iowa fans when they beat.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. So, but no, that was his birthday. It was yesterday, so happy birthday, Bubba. But no, we need to talk to Bill and Bennett.
Oh, yeah. Bill and Bennett, if you're out there listening.
Yep. We got our planters moved. Like, we cleaned out all the debris. Yep. They still have good fill dirt in them. So now we need to know what to plant and when to plant it. So they're two, like, raised planters, but they're probably, like, I don't know. What do you think the dimensions are?
They're probably maybe 18 inches wide by maybe 4 feet.
Yeah. And then how deep do you think they are? Three feet?
No, right. No.
Not that deep?
No, maybe a foot.
Less deep than they are wide.
Deep? I thought you meant deep this way.
That's what I meant.
Yeah, no, it's a foot maybe.
It's bigger than a foot.
No, we're going to measure when we get home. I know. It's
so
not very big.
So we just need to know what to plant. So we obviously need to have plant stuff that doesn't have a, like, root system that's really complex, because it's in those planters.
Something that grows up.
Yeah. What should we plant and when? We have
two
of them.
You can use AI.
Well, I want to ask Bill.
No, Bill's better than AI.
Yeah.
But if Bill's, like, not around.
Bill likes to plant peppers. Can we plant peppers in that planter?
You definitely can. Mine was, like, really tiny, and I planted peppers. At least I planted jalapenos. You guys probably do radishes too.
Radishes is because, you know, they're so healthy.
Ooh. Carrots, maybe. Yeah. I don't know about carrots.
You just have to get them out before they grow too big, probably. But we got them moved. They're moved up on our patio, so they're accessible.
Mm-hmm. You guys have, like, a wooden fence?
You have a fence, yeah.
You should get, like, you can grow some strawberries.
Strawberries take over.
Well, get gutters,
yeah,
like something like that, and hang them on the side where it's going to get the most sun, and, like, they don't need, like, a ton of soil,
right?
And then just, like, line up, and then you can just have, like, a nice little wall of strawberries.
Interesting.
And you don't need a ton of soil for strawberries.
Sounds a little too complicated.
No,
we're talking a gutter and screwing it onto your
that's
fence.
That's complicated.
We used to have a strawberry patch when I grew up out in the country. I liked that.
Well, and our neighbors, their yard is pristine.
I don't think they would mind if we had strawberries growing on the fence.
They would probably love it.
Yeah. We could do it on the other side too. It's not as sunny.
No, it's not. The trees there, and it's kind of, we don't really go over to that side of the yard.
Yeah. I don't know. But Bill, if you're listening, what should we plant? Some peppers?
Chime in the next 90
minutes.
And
I don't know when to plant them either.
Yeah. When do you start? Do it now?
Yeah. I got to look that up. I can tell you when.
We will look it up.
Strawberries,
too,
but I think strawberries would be now. But I think they take, like, a year, and then you don't get berries until the second year.
Yeah. They take a long time, but then they're just crazy.
Rhubarb's pretty easy, but you need quite a bit of soil for that.
Rhubarb. Jeff wouldn't eat rhubarb. You wouldn't eat rhubarb.
Maybe I'd drink it.
No.
Yeah, that'd be a tough drink.
A rhubarb ginger juice would be
so sour.
So bad. I mean, it makes my mouth water a little bit. I like rhubarb.
It's like super sour. Me and my buddies.
Very sour slash bitter.
We just like walk around, like stick a rhubarb and just walk around and eat it. Like sour candy. It's kind of like
right here. Don't you feel it?
Oh, every time. Every time I just like think about it. It's crazy how your brain does that.
My mouth is watery.
When you think about it. I'm sure there's some people driving in the car who have had rhubarb like just raw.
Right.
Had the same reaction. But
I don't think I've ever had a bite of rhubarb.
It's a stalk.
I don't even know what it would look like.
Looks like celery.
It's like a green long
kind of looks
stalk.
Like celery.
Okay.
You've probably had rhubarb like pie or strawberry rhubarb, but that is like a ton of sugar because it
you
has.
You think
to...
I would eat rhubarb pie? Like, do you think like at any moment you'd be like, "What kind of pie do you want? We got this French silk here, this peanut butter, some rhubarb. I'll take a rhubarb piece."
Rhubarb pie is good.
I only like rhubarb. Raw, like
you
I don't
eat
think
it
I've...
with salt or sugar.
We just like would take the stock and walk around.
But if you had to choose,
neither. I don't think I would use
rhubarb. Rhubarb with salt is really good.
I can see it.
Yeah,
like
it's so good.
I'm thinking like I was maybe in fifth, sixth grade last time I was eating rhubarb.
I'm gonna have to get some.
I look just for can't some picture.
We'll have to see. Text in if you're a rhubarb fan. Mm-hmm. It's good with sugar too, but it's better with salt.
I wouldn't know what if it was if you handed it to me. Like, what is this? I'd be like, I don't know.
We'll have to try it. Have you tried it? You won't like
can
it.
Can you get something like Hy-Vee or something? They have
It's like seasonal, so I don't think you could find it right now, but in the summer.
Now I'm all excited.
Well, it'll be around. I'll start looking. Maybe it's there and I just never look for it. I don't think so.
I don't know how many practical uses there are for rhubarb. I'm sure there's a ton. I guess there's probably a ton.
Well, if the internet works.
Mine is up and back. Mine is now working.
Well, look up the Nutrivore score of rhubarb. Well, you don't know how to spell rhubarb. Hold on.
I know how to spell rhubarb.
How?
R-H.
Ooh.
Nice.
U-B-A-R-B.
Nice. You move on to the next round on spelling bee.
Good job. I just didn't know you knew that the H was in there. You don't even know what it looks like.
Yeah, but I think
you can spell it.
Right, but you can spell it. It wasn't really a... this I was just saying if you don't know what it looks like I'd be surprised if you could spell it. It has a Nutrivore score of 598, the high nutrient density category.
It's not 5,000 like a radish.
It's not a radish. Vitamin K, manganese, vitamin C, has polyphenols in it. It says while nutritionally rich, rhubarb is often prepared with sugar to offset its natural acidity. And you should only consume the stalks. The leaves are toxic. Fun fact.
Yeah, it's good.
I was not eating the leaves.
No.
Well, I hope not.
I'm guessing the leaves are even more bitter than the actual rhubarb.
Oh, I'm sure.
If I had to guess, like kind of like dandelion.
So I have a picture pulled up right now. So the leaves look like
the stalk, you mean?
It's like red.
Yeah, it's kind of got like a purplish reddish, hue to it.
Kind of towards, it's like reddish celery.
I don't even think I've ever seen one.
I don't think it would be good in a smoothie, though. That'd not be good.
You would need to add sugar to balance it off, which is
so you
the
just walk
you're
and
doing.
Just eat that right from the stem, huh?
Yeah. It's like I don't know. It's kind of like chewing seeds. That's a terrible analogy. I don't know. It's just like something that you gotta chew on. Mm-hmm. It takes a while to eat.
Yeah.
This is the first I've ever heard of this.
So anyway, if Bill and Bennett is listening.
Yeah, let us know. We got to get something because it's planting season, I think. I mean, I don't know. I guess
spring, so I'm guessing.
We do got Bill and Bennett. We got a couple things. We'll get to these before we go to break. Yeah. We got Crowbait saying Green Thumb Sunday. He says kind of digging this. And then
what's that mean? Explain to me.
He's just saying that it'll be a new segment and we'll have Green Thumb Sunday. Like,
what's Green Thumb mean?
Oh my gosh. Well, like a gardener. You have a green thumb if you're a gardener.
First time I've ever heard that saying.
That's incredible. I don't even know what to make of that.
He's like, what does that mean?
I saw the text from him and I'm like, I don't know what green thumb is.
Wait, so your internet is working?
I told you it is.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Well, this one from Bill and Bennett. He says, I use this type 5-gallon bucket just to show you the size. Still early to plant, but should be okay in a week or so. What are we talking about planting here? I forget.
Peppers, radishes, whatever in our planters.
Okay, yeah.
I bet the planter, the depth of the planter is similar to a 5-gallon bucket.
Well, he's got the 5-gallon bucket right next to it, and his is a little bit taller.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
I can't see it.
I'll let you see over the break. But, I mean, it's not, like, massive. It's got some more depth to it, though.
Okay. All right. So well, still a little too early. We'll have to do some research.
Like, I don't think you guys could be able to plant, like,
is that where he plants his peppers?
Potatoes. I'm sure.
I think you could plant. Don't people plant potatoes in buckets too?
In buckets. I'm talking about yeah. your little 1 foot.
It's bigger than 1 foot.
I don't think it is.
Yes, it is. Oh, I took a picture
with
of
the
it.
Soil. I don't think the soil.
Could be wrong too. Also, not a big time gardener.
I remember because I was going to text you, and then I was like, well, it's Easter, so I probably won't text him.
He was busy eating prime rib.
Wow, that was just fantastic.
Pretty sure. Anyway, so we'll have to have a new segment, Green Thumb Sunday segment.
See how our garden's going?
I thought I took a picture.
It's funny because Bill says it's still a little too early to plant, but should be okay in a week.
Like, yeah, it's very...
What is 7 days that makes that big of a difference?
Well, you know, let's let all this run. It's going to be a bunch of cloudy days, a lot of water. I don't know. I'm taking a wild swing at it, but if you planted it right now and then we just get dumped with rain in the next couple of weeks,
okay. Like
maybe that's what he's saying. Take it with a grain of salt.
It'll be an experiment for sure.
Yep.
We've never done anything like this.
Nope. But I don't have a picture of it. I lied. Okay.
All right. Well, he says potatoes do better straight in the ground.
That makes way more sense.
It does.
Than a planter. So
yeah.
Shout out for Bill and Bennett.
We have a big old giant garden in the back.
It's not a garden. Like, it's full of sand.
Sandbox.
It's not a sandbox, but it's full of like fine gravel, which I think you could probably put soil on top of, but we'd have to buy a bunch.
That's not in our wheelhouse.
Right. We'd have to get a wheelbarrow.
Can you imagine us going to True Value and looking at the potting soil?
And it's one of those things where you buy like 5 bags and you think it's surely enough, but then you end up needing like 35.
We would have no idea what we were doing with
Let's do our planters first.
Start little babies. We'll see if we can grow a pepper.
See if you can get yourself like a nice tree, a fruit tree as well.
I would love to have a fruit tree. That'd be awesome.
A fruit tree. Well, we don't own the house, so we don't really want to plant a tree.
Oh.
Well, I mean, we could, but a fruit tree would be fun. Mulberry bush.
Mulberry trees are great.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. All right, then. Well, let's go ahead and go to break. Stay with us, 937 The Ticket. We'll be right back. Fitness Fanatics.
Now back to Fitness Fanatics on 937 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
All right. Welcome back to the Fitness Fanatics. So we do have a couple texts here. So this will kind of be the last time we talk about gardening for now. Because at the top of the hour, we're going to get into 10 common mistakes that people make when they're starting any new exercise regimen.
I highly doubt we'll get program. Through all 10.
We're going to get through all of them.
Okay.
We'll go boom, boom, boom. Okay. We got an hour. Okay. Yeah. So this is really funny.
Met us.
Harrison, this is from Bruce, texted in, said, my grandfather and probably my great-grandfather would say it was warm enough to plant when you could sit on the ground with your bare butt for at least a minute and not get cold.
I'll let Jeff test
Have you heard
one.
Of that?
No.
That's but I bet you. Farmer's Almanac, little secret, probably.
Yeah.
Maybe or from the generations.
I think I'd be cold. I think it'd be cold to do that right now, but I'm not going to be testing it. But...
I'll put my hand in the ground.
Okay. Yeah, but if your hand isn't as sensitive. Probably.
That is true.
Maybe you're
because you have calluses,
right?
And we got a little tip from Bill about peppers.
Okay,
he says any pepper or tomato plant will do well in a planter as long as it is at least 2 feet deep.
Okay, I think it is.
I don't think you'd have to
add some dirt.
Oh,
to
get it up.
Yeah. I'm not talking about how deep the soil is. I'm talking about how deep the planter is.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll figure it out. We'll do some measuring.
You challenged me on multiple things this weekend, and you've been wrong every time. So.
Wait, so how deep is the planter? I thought the planter was a foot deep.
Well,
you have the dirt up to a foot deep.
Well, that I don't know. We'll have to do some measuring when we get home.
So you were confident, but now you're less confident.
I think it's a foot. I don't think it's very big.
I think it's bigger
than
that.
It's tall. It's just not very big. I don't think.
You mean it's tall because it's raised off the ground. Yeah. That's what you're saying.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah,
I know tall. What you mean, but
so it's raised off the ground. Yeah. It's like it's not just a box that goes all the way. It's
no.
a platform.
Okay. Yeah, it's on a platform. Okay. There's space underneath.
That's what you mean.
Yeah,
sounded
that's what I
like.
Mean.
I'm starting to understand.
Yeah, no, it's like has legs. It's like a table kind
of. I was trying to figure out how we're getting confused on the depth of it, but this makes more sense.
Yeah, so then it's
like
I don't
this
know.
Big. like this big.
Maybe like this.
This wide.
Like for everyone listening in the car, they're just putting their hands out.
Absolutely. Woo! They're this big, this wide. Yeah. That's how we measure things.
Obviously.
I just like the idea of people listening in their car. I do too. It's about this big. And you...
I listen to podcasts too, and it's always funny when they're clearly making some gesture that I have no context for. But
we need to get our show on the road somewhere, because that was the most fun we've ever had talking to people about their 3-foot rulers. Remember that
yardstick?
Show?
Yardstick.
Yeah, yardstick.
Would you guys ever do a show at your gym?
It's too on loud. Sundays. Like, oh yeah, but also on Sundays nobody's there, so
yeah, it's too loud inside. There's really no place we could do it during classes.
That's true,
because I thought about having, you know, like one of the shows like go down and do a live remote.
Mm-hmm.
But they can't do it inside because when class starts it's just too loud. Yeah. There's really no place for them to do it. Like they could do it like outside in Metal Lane,
yeah,
like outside in front of the gym. That might get some people to come and maybe say hi to.
And there's enough of a canopy.
Whoever.
Over roof there. Stay nice and cool, right?
Yes, there is at Meadow Lane. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's no canopy.
No, but there's an overhang.
Yeah, not a canopy. It's not a great. Is there
You're thinking of Yankee Ridge, and there is a Yankee Ridge, Harrison. You're thinking of the gym you went to.
Yeah, you're right.
Right.
I am thinking of
there Yankee. Is not at Meadow Lane.
It's not shaded under there?
No, it's a flat building. Oh, here we go. It'll be 0 for 5 now.
I'm not doing well.
I
don't know why I thought that.
Well, you're wrong. That one I'm very confident of.
Okay. Okay. Well, maybe you're right.
I am 100% right. Who knows what the Meadow Lane Shopping Center looks like? You've been there. Honest Abe's is there.
I don't know why.
That's the one by Juice Stop?
No.
It's just all over the map.
Juice Stop?
No, 70th and Vine. 70th and Vine.
I'm thinking of Buffalo Wing Center.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
70th and Vine, Meadow Lane Shopping Center. There's Honest Abe's.
True Value.
Ace Hardware.
It's True Value.
It's Ace Hardware.
Oh, boy.
It's Ace.
Isn't that the same thing?
No.
You guys are on two different chapters, not even pages.
All right.
And he's wrong again. So I'm confidence is building.
What? True Value Hardware.
No, there's True Value and Ace Hardware are two different companies.
Okay.
And it's Ace. It's 100% Ace because their sign is broken right now.
Okay. We also got one more green thumb tip and then we'll put it in on the gardening talk. Yeah. My brother chimed in.
Okay.
So brother's listening.
And my family grows a lot of tomatoes. Everett says tomato hack, plant them and give them absolutely no attention. You'll have a great crop. If you invest any time, they'll die. Disclaimer, personal experience.
Oh, that sounds right down our wheelhouse then.
One year, my dad planted like 35 tomato plants, which is way too many tomato plants. We had so many tomatoes. We were like, he would take them to work every day. We canned a million tomatoes. It was way too many.
As a kid, there's nothing more gross than canned tomatoes. Anyway. And my dad would make this homemade tomato soup that had canned tomato, and it was like white.
I don't know why.
It was so bad.
A bunch of milk in it or something.
Yeah. I mean,
all right, we got to go to
seeds in there. Just, ugh. Anyway.
Okay.
All right. So we're going to learn something at the next hour. So stay with us. 93.7 The Ticket, the Fitness Fanatics.